Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What a night for Breeze. Was he 40 years old? And I mean, the night he broke the record, he went 29 for 30. 29 for 30, 307 yards.
Did the Colts
four
even show
touchdowns
up?
Or not? Is that the Colts? Did you pick them to make the playoffs? I'm just asking. Yeah.
No, right. I don't think I picked them. I don't remember.
You did. Trust me. But anyway,
they smashed
the Colts 34-7. And Breeze, in addition to being the career leader now in touchdown passers, remember, he's also the career leader, again breaking Peyton Manning's record, for yards thrown for 76,577. And the question that got Rob and I thinking. Because, obviously he's a Hall of Famer. That's not even worth a discussion.
That's not even in the debate.
But, and he's an all-time great. But he's not viewed, we don't believe, neither one of us believes, he's viewed in the same category, of the same ilk as Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, John Elway, a few more guys, Dan Marino, even Aaron Rodgers. Even Aaron Rodgers, they both have one Super Bowl. And Marino has none.
Marino has none. And I bet you most people would look at Marino ahead of him.
Yes. And so why? What's your thoughts on that, Rob? Like, why do you think Breeze doesn't get that type of love?
I think it's a combination. he's had some bad years, or team has had some bad years, right? And they just go through a stretch. The team. He's put up numbers. He's played
really
a long
individually.
Time. So he went 3 years, right? Didn't they go before last year 3 years in a row, 7-9, and didn't make the playoffs?
Yes, that was.
And Breeze wasn't hurt. He played.
Well, look, 3 straight years they went 7-9. 1 year in there was 7-8. He only played 15 games. And then in a 5 year stretch, they went 7-9 4 of the 5 years.
That's what I mean, right? So people look at that and say, yeah, he has the numbers. Yeah, he's played a long time. But I don't know if they would, if you were starting a team that just because he has the touchdown record and what else, the yards, that would be enough. If you were choosing up teams, I'm talking about NFL
executives.
Because
you want to win.
You would look and go, I might take Dan Marino before him.
Right. Yeah, I think there's two reasons. I think that's the strongest. That when we think of the all-time, the ultra-elite quarterbacks, the thing we think about, Rob, is that they're going to win. You might not win Super Bowls or even a Super Bowl in the case of Dan Marino.
Yep.
But you will always be in the hunt. Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl just like Drew Brees. But guess what? Aaron Rodgers' teams are always in the hunt.
Right.
I mean, you know, I know he's missed the playoffs a couple years lately, but they're always in the hunt.
And the reason that they have a chance might not be because of their defense or running back that they don't have, but it's about Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It has always been that.
Right. And I think that's what it is. Look, we see it in the NBA. James Harden, if he continues this pace, will be the only player other than Wilt Chamberlain to average as many points a game as he is, 38, 39 points a game this year. But we don't think of him right now in the same breath as Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant,
nope,
any of those guys, because they won. At some point, it's great to do your thing individually. And you do get love. You get Hall of Fame plaques. You know, you're viewed as an all-time great. But to be ultra elite, you've got to win more. And again, he does have a Super Bowl,
right? No, he won.
But I think the fact that they've had several losing seasons under his watch, 19 years.
You just said he's been in the playoffs, though.
And 19 years, he's been in the playoffs 9 times. So more than half of your career, you're not making the playoffs.
With that,
I think that's what it is.
With that being said, there's a quarterback out there who's played a long time, or maybe he hasn't been in the playoffs as many times, but maybe he's won more Super Bowls than Drew Brees.
Who are you talking about?
My guy.
Aaron Rodgers? Oh my God. Oh, wait.
Here we go.
Wait. I know you are not about to sit here on national radio with millions of people listening.
We got millions?
Millions. Or a few hundred.
All right.
somewhere in between those numbers. You're not going to sit here. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, Rob. I know you got some crazy takes, but you are not about to tell me that you would rather have Eli Manning's career over Drew Brees's?
I absolutely would.
Stop it! No.
I'm telling you, from this standpoint, Rob.
Think about this.
Listening.
Think about what you're saying. Think about it. I'm going to give you a few. Calm down.
I'm all right.
Rob G, bring him some water. I'm going to let you think. You are saying.
I got a fountain Diet Coke today.
That you would rather have Eli Manning's career, which in the regular season has been the very definition
of mediocre.
I know you're going to say that. 117 and 117.
Right. He's right at the 500 mark. But the thing I'm looking at is, for all of Drew Brees' touchdowns and all of his yards, he still has just the one championship. And there were plenty of, Chris, you made the point that he wasn't automatically a difference changer from the standpoint that he was going to get you to the playoffs if you didn't have a good defense or you didn't have a good running back. It was 10 times out of, what do you got, 19 seasons?
19, yeah.
He didn't make the playoffs. That's more than half. He did not make the playoffs.
Eli's not even. I'm gonna look up what Eli is. But I can't believe you got what?
No, I was gonna say, what did Eli make it about 7 times out of his career? I'd say he made the playoffs 7 times. That would be my guess. But my point is, when it really mattered, those two championships, man, you cannot take those away. That's what you play for. You play to win the championship. And Eli didn't – he wasn't a game manager. He wasn't a guy who just rode the coattails of some unbelievable defense and he didn't have to do anything but not turn the ball over. Chris, he took down the 18-0 Patriots who destroyed everybody in their way, right? Arguably the greatest team ever had they won that Super Bowl and blown out the Giants. Eli won that game. Then he won another game against Tom Brady and the Patriots. And in both games, Eli was the MVP, and in both games had signature throws that when they talk about the greatest throws in the history of the Super Bowl, Eli Manning will be included.
But he did elude the defender, I give you that.
He did, because he should have been sacked.
But that was more about the catch off the helmet than it was
and
about
the Manningham throw.
The Manningham throw was legit. But here, look, Rob, and Eli, for what it's worth, has made the playoffs 6 out of 16
Was it
seasons.
Six? Okay,
six I out of so. 16. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how you cut it. I don't care how you package it. There is no way that you can convince me that you would rather have or that it's bet Eli Manning had a better career than Drew Brees. Drew Brees is number one in touchdowns, number one in yards, and has a Super Bowl. I would take Dan Marino's career over Eli personally, but
you would
I'd
take a guy who never won?
Yes. Just like I would take Charles Barkley's career over who else?
Kevin Love. Okay, I get that.
I'm not going to say just a straight-up role player. I would take Barkley's career over Kevin Love.
But when you talk about Eli and what he was able, it wasn't like, and you said a mediocre 500, it wasn't like he's 40 games under 500 and got lucky in two games. Those playoff runs by the Giants were Eli-fueled. So people can talk about all they want. Oh, they had a great defense and Michael Strahan and
well,
all.
They did. I don't know if I'd say – you're right. He was never a game manager.
He was never a part of the reason that they won, and that's why he won the two MVPs.
But to say Eli-fueled, that's a little strong.
Well, because both of them –
like he was the driving force.
They were both comeback victories where they needed – even after he made the David Tyree – all right, if you want to give him credit – for that catch, saying that it was his catch. They didn't score a touchdown on that play. They still had to score a touchdown.
Not that play, right.
No, but to win the game.
Didn't that save the drive?
Right, but I'm just saying, Chris, that didn't guarantee you were going to throw a touchdown to Plaxico Burress to win the game.
What? Just because he has two Super Bowls to Drew Brees' one.
Hail to Eli.
That's it?
Hail to Eli.
Everything else, Drew Brees was much better. And there are some who would say Drew Brees is ultra elite. We're going to see what the cause, but I'm sure some people will say he is ultra elite.
You know what's great about Drew Brees? That if you see him at the field, that sometimes you feel like you want to pick him up. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the best
part. Oh, Eli's not the same way? Eli's not some Adonis?
I meant his size.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Los Angeles Lakers look like they might be about to blow out the Indiana Pacers. Not an easy feat in Indiana. The Pacers are actually having a pretty good year.
And they still don't have Oladipo, right?
They're going to be a factor when they get Oladipo back.
They're incredible.
Lakers up 24-16 in the first quarter. Here's the thing. Guess who's playing? LeBron James. Because LeBron does not believe in load management. He told us as much last game. Here's what he said.
Why wouldn't I play if I'm healthy? It doesn't make any sense to me, personally. I mean, I don't know how many games I got left in my career. I don't know how many kids that may show up to a game that they're to come see me play. And if I sit out, then what? That's my obligation. My obligation is to play for my teammates. And if I'm healthy, then I'm going to play. If coach sits me out, then I'm not healthy. And it's just that simple.
I love it in 2019.
He's such a phony. What? LeBron is a straight up phony.
How's that phony?
Because a couple years ago when he was taking all those games off, when he came
to
LA.
Last year?
Before last year in Cleveland.
You mean when he was hurt last year?
No, I'm talking about last year in Cleveland when he took the games off. He came to LA fans. He played in the Clippers game, and he sat out. I mean, he played in the Lakers game on Friday and sat out the Clippers game on Sunday. And all those kids had LeBron jerseys. They cried their eyes out. They were so bummed out. And he was not heard. If you remember, the league came down. LeBron played all the games the next year because the league came down on the guys for taking the load management. LeBron did load management last year, Rob G., didn't he? That's where we got the term from.
Stop it.
It was from LeBron James, and now he's trying to rub it in Kawhi Leonard's face. Oh, if I'm healthy, I'm going to play.
I don't know that he's rubbing it in Kawhi Leonard's face.
Rub. If I'm healthy, I'm going to play. A little kid came and bought tickets.
All right, stop. Are you talking about phony?
That's phony, LeBron.
You hate load management, and you're always the one railing about, what about the 10-year-olds? What about the 9-year-olds? They get to go to one game a year, and Kawhi doesn't play. And you're going to jump on LeBron James? What are you talking about load management? Last year, 2 years ago, 82 games.
That's the year he played 82 because that was the first time in his career he played 82.
The year before that, 74.
That's
76. 60. You're not load managing when you play 76 games, 74 games.
Yes, he was taking
Sitting
the games
out
on
here
his,
and there. He said, is not load management.
He said that if I'm healthy, I'm playing. He missed. He set those games out. I remember the one in L.A. People were so upset. And there was another one in Memphis where he didn't even make the trip. And it was near Christmas, Chris. And people got tickets. The kids got tickets for Christmas. And LeBron was not. N-O-T hurt and didn't even make the trip. And I'm just telling you, so don't act like you never did load management and you never disappointed anybody. That's my only claim.
Missing one or two games here or there.
Michael Jordan played all the games.
So what, he wasn't Michael Jordan in terms of durability? Karl Malone.
I'm not disappointing people.
Missing a few games here or there is not load management. We are now talking about missing 20-some-odd, and I like Kawhi, so I'm not just making it about Kawhi, but I don't like the load management. LeBron is right on the money.
I don't like load management either.
Well, then why are you ripping LeBron James when he says, if I'm healthy, I'm playing?
Because
you say, if I'm right and I'm ripping, he says, if I'm healthy, I'm balling.
Because he took weeks off. Don't you remember a couple years ago he went to Miami?
He wasn't healthy.
They took 2 weeks off and recharged or whatever he did.
His first year in Cleveland.
He took 2 weeks
off.
He
was homesick. He missed. He had spent 4 years at the beach in Miami.
No, he wasn't.
He needed to get himself together mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Him and Dwayne Wade at the Clevelander or whatever that place is called in Miami. That's where he was.
No, hold on. You watched the beginning of that season. We all looked at that and said, this is not the normal LeBron James. And
it was like he was missing something.
He wasn't healthy. He had 2 weeks off to get himself together, and he came back balling and has been balling ever since. What's so difficult about this?
I'm just saying the way he's trying to.
I can't believe you today. First, you would take Eli Manning over Drew Brees. Now you're ripping LeBron for ripping load management?
Yeah, because he did load management. He's not doing
he
it this
sat
year.
He out a game or
and,
two.
And all
There's
of a sudden,
difference.
He's going to point fingers because you know why? Kawhi Leonard came to L.A., took away a little of his shine. He playing all hard in November and December. He's afraid that Kawhi is going to spoil the broth at the end of the NBA season when the Clippers win the championship and knock them out. So this is his little dig on Kawhi. Dig all you want. It ain't going to help you come postseason time. So you go ahead.
Why are you going to sit here and rip LeBron James for respecting the game?
No, but
he's respecting the game. He's actually playing a career low in minutes. That's how you load manage.
But he also
load managed by dropping your minutes from 38, 36 to 33 or 34. That's how you load manage, not just by sitting out complete games.
LeBron did that, is my point. Don't act like he never did it.
He did it every blue moon.
The commissioner had a sit down with him the year he played 82. That was a byproduct because ABC and ESPN were so mad that him And
it was more so Golden State.
Golden State, they missed those Saturday night games, right, on ABC. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
All right, and that's what I'm saying. And they weren't hurt. So my point is,
don't
act like LeBron. Don't act like you never took off when you were healthy, because that's not true.
In an 82-game season.
That's all I'm saying.
In an 82-game season, LeBron has played. Last year he was hurt, obviously played 55. He also had a 69-game season once. Other than that, he's always played at least 74 games. At least. Kawhi's longest season ever is 74 games.
No, but my—
And that's only twice he's played. Twice, I believe, he's played in the 70s.
I get it, but my only point, though, Chris, is— Don't talk about if it doesn't make sense to me. That's what he said. If I'm healthy, I'm playing. That's what he said. He didn't say that. You know what? I was a part of this low management. And you know what?
He wasn't.
I see. I was wrong about it, and I won't do that because I'm cheating the fan.
Because he sat out a game that conversation. Here and there. Yeah. A game. Stop.
Yes.
He has never been.
You know
part of
I'm
load
right
management.
About this.
He's had to get himself
LeBron
together.
LeBron is an author of load management. He's the one who termed it.
Unbelievable.
We didn't even know when he took off. He goes, it came out.
The boat is in full effect, y'all.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
One of the quarterbacks, we mentioned that there's guys who haven't won as many Super Bowls who are ranked ahead, or at least viewed as being better than Drew Brees. One of them is Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, having a great season as far as the wins. The Packers are 11-3. They're going to make the playoffs. And, you know, they got a shot. I mean, most people don't have them coming out of the NFC. You do. But, Rob, I got to ask you this. And we've brought it up periodically before. Aaron Rodgers is not – and remember last year, we actually had one of our drops is – Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season last year. And Rob, Aaron Rodgers has not been the driving force on this team. He has not been the Aaron Rodgers that we all have come to know and love, the one that many people say is the greatest passer of the football they've ever seen. Let me give you a few numbers since you like numbers so much. Aaron Rodgers has not thrown for as many as 250 yards in the last six games. The last six games. Three of those six games, he's been under 200 yards. And in three of those six games, he has had, well, let's see, four of the six, he's had one touchdown. One of the six, he had zero touchdowns. And then against the hapless Giants, he had four. I'm not trying to diss Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying this is not the guy that we all have come to know and love, as I said.
Yeah, but Monty,
are you concerned?
I'm not concerned at all. It's a new offense that they're trying to incorporate. Everybody ripped on Aaron Rodgers all year. If you told me that
ripped on him all year,
all offseason, they ripped on him about he was uncoachable, he improvised too much, he's trying to follow the script and go with this new coach. They got to run it.
Is the script calling for 190 yards a game, which is what he's at? No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
He's throwing it a lot.
No, he ain't, though. He's not throwing nearly.
He's throwing 30-something times a game.
He's never had a running back who's had how many touchdowns does Aaron Jones have. They've never had that. That's where his touchdowns are.
Rob,
that's where his touchdowns are.
He's not throwing the football.
He's not throwing
it
at the clip. No, he's not.
He was 16 for 33 last week.
That's the 33 he's not. He used to throw it 45.
Still, you should be able to get more than 203 yards and you throw it 33 times.
But he has a running back now he could dump off to. Aaron Jones has 17 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? Where do you think that total came from? Those are the touchdowns that used to be Aaron Rodgers because he had to throw the ball in the end zone. This guy can get into the end zone. That's where the numbers are, Chris. It's elementary.
What about the yards?
If you didn't have that.
What about the yards?
No, if you didn't have that. That running back guy, it would be totally different, and then I would look
they're
into it.
They're throwing it enough.
No, they're not.
They
this
are.
Is not the same Aaron Rodgers and the way that they used to run the offense, and he was criticized.
I'll give you that. He was criticized
about trying to, what you call it, to try to listen to the new coach and work it in and follow the script and not be the improviser and all that. And then all they're doing is winning games. And his numbers could be better. There's no doubt about it. What does he got, 26-2?
24 touchdowns
and two
picks.
I mean, they could be better. He should have 10 more touchdowns. I'll give you that.
He's only completing 63% of his passes.
I bet you if you check and see, he's never, ever, ever had a guy with 17 touchdowns.
I'll give you that.
I mean, that's an incredible number.
And he's not throwing it quite as much as he has in the past, but they're still throwing it enough for him to put up more yardage and touchdowns. But I'm wondering this. Are you concerned?
No, I saw him put up five touchdowns. He passed for five, ran for one.
Against,
nobody had done that in a doesn't
the
matter.
Dismal Oakland Raiders.
It just kills me. It doesn't kill me.
Every time you do the power rankings, it matters who you beat, right?
And they've beaten
so
some teams.
Get up
you want to go
and
in
give
there?
Them props all I for wanna beating Rob's. Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders were one game out of the playoffs before LeBron got hurt. Don't you remember that? The Raiders were one game out of the playoffs before LeBron got hurt.
Rob was all excited.
That's what you used to use. That was your excuse.
The Raiders.
Now you're not. Now you're not
for the Raiders.
You know what I'm talking about. You always use that excuse.
Do you? Is Aaron? So okay. So you're not worried about Aaron?
Not at all.
He's not.
They won 11 games.
Okay.
And if they let Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers. Let me tell you something. You better watch out.
Are they holding him back?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know, Chris, but I'll tell you this. If they give him an opportunity and they've had to win some ugly and tight games, but they've won them and they have had a tough schedule, they've beaten some good teams. They beat the Bears in their own division. Remember, Bears made the playoffs a year ago. They've won some good games if you look at their schedule. So I like where the Packers are. Everybody could talk about all the other teams. They do have a running back, and they have a defense, Chris, that can make plays. I'm not saying they're the greatest defense; they're going to shut you out, but they can get the ball back in tough situations. I've seen them get the football back and win games.
All right, you're a believer. Of course, you're biased because you picked them. I guess you still got
you
the
picked
Chargers.
Them for the playoffs.
You
too.
Still got the Chargers.
You still talking about
still
the, Chargers.
The Chargers?
You kill me with
you
that.
You got keep
you
hope
picked
alive.
The Cleveland Browns.
All right, Jesse, keep
that
hope
was
alive.
That was you using your hometown.
Cleveland!
At the Cleveland Browns, they gonna make it to the Super Bowl.
I
look
never
at the Cleveland Browns. The land. The land. LeBron
all I'm
and the land.
Is watch out for the land. Next year.
They were the lamb. L-A-M-B. Forget about the land.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.